Something came up in today's daf relating to feeding animals that is that's really surprising. It's a halacha that I would bet that most people don't know, and certainly most people who own pets would seem on the pashtos to violate regularly. So a little bit of introduction. Certainly someone who owns animals is obligated to feed them, and a lot of Jews seem to have pets now, especially after COVID. There's definitely an issue of tzar bali chayim that every Jew has to be concerned about, whether you own the animals or don't own the animals. You have an issue of tzar bali chayim. That's why Amira la'akum is mutar on Shabbos b'makom tzar bali chayim, even if it's not your animal. The Gemara in Gittin and Daf Samach Beis and in Brachas and Daf Mem tells us that if you own an animal, you have to feed the animal before you feed yourself, and there are all sorts of different reasons that are suggested for that. Rav Shechter has a very nice reason, the name Rav Salvechik, in the Sefer Mipnina Rav, that he explains that Hashem has to support animals because it's Mitas Hadin, that Mandi Yov Chai Yov Mizoni, that the same Hashem who provides life has to sustain that life. However, we lost our rights to being fed by the Ribbono Shel Olam because we do Averos, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds us, only the Mitas HaChesed. So therefore, we have to prioritize that which the feeding that's done Al Pi Mitas Hadin over the feeding that's done Al Pi Mitas HaChesed. And that's how Rav Salvechik explained why Eliezer offered, why Rivka offered Eliezer first before the camels, because she was trying to give him a compliment, that you must be a tzaddik, that even in Midas Hadin you deserve to eat, and therefore you would come before the animals. However, there are limitations in how we treat animals. We have to remember, animals are not humans, and we are not supposed to treat them like humans. So one surprising limitation that came up in today's daf, Tainis Daf Chav, the Gemara tells a story that every Erev Shabbos, Rav Huna used to send a shliach to the shuk to go buy whatever vegetables remained in the shuk, so that the mochrim will know that they'll always sell out. And that way, since the mochrim know whatever vegetables they bring, they're going to sell out, they'll always want to bring a lot of vegetables to the shuk on Erev Shabbos, and it'll always be available for Jewish people to have a lot of nice fresh vegetables on their table. And then Rav Huna would take all of the vegetables that he purchased in the shuk on Erev Shabbos, and he'd throw it in the river. And the Gemara says, well, is that really the best thing to do with all these vegetables that you just bought? Okay, you're not hungry. Are you going to throw them in the river? So the Gemara says, why don't you give it to Aniyim? That would be the most logical thing to do. The Gemara says, no, he didn't want the Aniyim to start relying on it, because what's going to happen when one week comes that he's not able to secure enough vegetables to supply the Aniyim? They're going to rely that they're going to get it from him, and then they're not going to have any vegetables on the Shabbos table. So he didn't want them to rely on it. So the Gemara asks, so why didn't he give it to animals? At least feed the vegetables to animals instead of throwing it in the river. The Gemara says, Kasavar machal adam ein machil lebehema. You're not allowed to feed human food to animals. If food is edible for humans, you're not allowed to give it to animals. That's what the Gemara says. So we have what to analyze over here. First of all, why? Why would that be so, that you're not allowed to give human food to animals? Second of all, is it better to throw away the food? I mean, is that's the better option? Throw it in the river rather than to give to animals? Third, do we paskin this way? Is this the halacha? It's one line in the Gemara in Tainis, but does that necessarily mean we paskin this way? And we have to realize this is relevant not only at home, in petting zoos as well, right? Every petting zoo in the tri-state area on Chol HaMoed Pesach has a sign, please do not feed matzah to the animals, because people are feeding whatever food they bring to the petting zoo, to the animals. It's also relevant to people who own dogs, and you see it all the time, and people who own dogs, they'll take some food off the table and they'll give it to the dog to keep the dog happy. So are you allowed to do that? Is that an issur? So first let's start with why. Why would there be an issur of feeding food that's edible for humans to an animal? So Rashi on the spot says, because it's bizui ochlin, to mechsi kaboit betova sheshvi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam. Hashem gives you a bracha and you're saying, yeah, give it to the dog, I'm not interested in this bracha. It's a bizui ochlin on the highest level. Then Rashi writes, inami mishum dechasa Torah al-mamonim shal Yisrael, that the Torah is chas on that you shouldn't have to spend a lot of money on feeding animals. And it's expensive to feed animals if you're going to feed them human food. You should buy them cheap food. You should buy them, they should be able to take whatever leftover bones that humans can't eat anymore. They should be happy with that. Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains a third reason based on Malin Bekodesh Vein Moridin, which is very difficult to understand. That's quite a chiddush. Malin Bekodesh Vein Moridin is not even pashut that it applies to Tashmishe Mitzvah. It may be a din only in Kedusha. I wrote about this in my first sefer, Akona Olamo Chelik Aleph, Simin Beis. There's a Chuvus Marasham Chelik Beis, Simin Lamedes, where he says explicitly, Malin Bekodesh Vein Moridin only applies to Tashmishe Kedusha. A Shiloh could it apply to a Talis, because the Talis is only Tashmishe Mitzvah, but the Stam apply it to food? Very, very difficult to say that. But anyway, those are the reasons that are offered. So, first question is, do we paskin this way? Do we paskin that it's Taka Asr? So, there are three approaches. Yes, no, and maybe. Right? Those are always the three approaches. So, the approach says yes. The Magen Avraham and Simkufai and Aleph, Sivkat Aleph, on the page Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham Paskins directly this Gemara. He quotes this Gemara, Paskins this way, even though it's not mentioned by the Rambam, nor the Rif, nor the Shulchan Aruch. Those who say no, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Agos Yaivitz tries to prove that we don't Paskin like this Gemara, because there's a Mishnah in the third paragraph of Maestros that says that hacharuvin atchel kins on the rosh hagag murd mehem lebehema, that if you have a boxer before you brought it up to the roof to dry, you could feed it to the animals. Now this boxer apparently was, it used to be that humans would eat boxer. Now we just get it on Tu B'Shvat and kids throw it at each other. But it used to be that that it was a human food. So how could they feed it to the animals? Elamai, you see that that we don't paskin this halacha, and you're allowed to feed it to the animals. So the Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnayos there in Maestros says no. The charuvin in that Mishnah hadn't yet fully dried out, and therefore they were not yet nigmar malach to nachilas adam. They didn't yet have the status of a meichel adam. In Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak Yerdei Chelakal of Simenayin Tes, he writes that we don't paskin like this Gemara because it's against another Gemara. Shmuel says osa adam kol trachav bepas, that you're allowed to do whatever you want with bread, and it's not a violation of baltashchis. Feeding an animal is one of the tzarchei adam because you have to feed your animals, and therefore Shmuel argues on Rav Huna in this Gemara in Tainus, and therefore we paskin like Shmuel, and that's why the poskim, other than the Magen Avraham, don't quote this. So we have the yes, we have the no, right? The Magen Avraham says yes, the Beis Yitzchak and Rav Yaakov Emden say no, and then we have the in between. The Mishra Brura and Sivkat Niralov quotes from an Eliyahu Rabba, maybe. I'm not sure, he says. I'm misupuk whether we paskin like this Gemara or not. So it's at least a suffix whether we paskin like this Gemara. Now, if there is such an Isser, what are the exceptions to the Isser? Are there any exceptions? There are potentially five exceptions. Exception number one, the Machsa Shekla writes, if you don't have any other food to give to the animals, you certainly have an obligation to feed your animals, and if that's all you've got, then that's what you got to give to them. So exception number one is if it's all you've got, then you can give them human food. Exception number two is the Sefer HaMa'oros asks that the Gemara in Shabbos Tav Kuf Chavav says that Mechatchin Es HaDuluin Lefnei HaBehema, Duluin are a Meichel Adam. So first he answers, no, maybe the Duluin we're talking about are not a Meichel Adam. But then he says, no, maybe the case is that you don't need the Deluin for your own food. You're not going to be able to sell it for any more money than the Meichel Behema costs anyway, so it's not wasteful to give it to the Behema. You're otherwise not going to get any benefit from it anyway. So with the whole reason, because Torah Chasal Manim Shal Yisrael, well, this is the cheapest option for you. Instead of buying separate animal food and throwing this out, better not to throw it out, better to feed it to the animal. So this exception number two, according to this approach at least, is that there's no, if there's no greater value for it than to give it to an animal, then you're allowed to give it to an animal. That's very questionable, because l'chora, Rav Huna also could have, rather than throw it in a river, he would have gotten more value by giving it to animals than throwing it in the river. A third potential exception is the Pardes Yosef and Parshas Chayesara quotes from an Imre Emes that the Pasuk says, l'cha ulevehemtecha, that even though halachically you're supposed to, as we mentioned before, feed your animals before yourself, l'cha ulevehemtecha tells you that that food that you eat, if you have leftovers, when you're finished eating, levehemtecha, you're allowed to give it to your behema. So it could be there's a third exception called leftovers, that animals are allowed to eat leftovers, even though it is, some people are unaware, but leftovers are edible. They're edible, you know, leftovers from Shabbos, you can still eat them. Even cholent is edible as leftovers. But lechol levehemtecha teaches you that your leftovers you can feed to animals. Fourth possible exception, the Ktsos HaShulchan Sim Lamed Tes of Yud Beis in the Badei HaShulchan section, Sivkat Lamed, says that if an animal needs to eat human food for refuah purposes, the animal is sick, and only human food is going to make it feel better, so then you're allowed to feed it to an animal. And that's certainly true, he writes, according to Rashi's second reason, that it's a Torah Chasal Monam Sheisol, because if you have the choice of losing the animal, which is very expensive, even if it's a dog, you know what these things cost? Someone told me, it's like, oh, I'll buy a dog, if my kids don't like it, what is it? I blew $5,000. I'm like, go tell that to a Kolo family in Israel, that $5,000 would change their lives. But anyway, so that's worth a lot more than the couple of dollars that you're going to spend on the food. HaTorah Chasal Manam Shal Yisrael, then certainly if the animal needs it for refuah. Even according to Rashi's first reason, that it's boit b'tavasur shal kodesh baruch hu, when you're providing refuah to the animal, it's obvious that you're not rejecting the blessing that Hashem bestows upon you. And then the fifth exception is if they are potentially, and it's a questionable one, the Ksav Sofer in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Gimel writes that if you own the animals, then you're allowed to feed them human food. Now that's a huge exception. He says, since you have a responsibility to feed your own animals and to make sure they're strong and healthy, it's not a hefsid mamon, and it's not boit b'tavosu shel Kodesh Baruch Hu to feed them well. So feed them human food. The fact that Rav Huna had to throw the food in the river must be on account of the fact that Rav Huna was not a pet owner. He didn't own any animals, but if he had owned animals, he would have fed his animals. So in the Minchas Yitzchak and Chel Gimel Sim Mem Hei, he takes it one step further and he says, oh, according to that Ksav Sofer, you can give it to another person to feed his animals with. So if you don't own animals, let someone else who owns animals feed it to his animals. The Eitz HaSad, the Sim Chav Beis, Ha'ari Yud Beis, just points out that if that was true, why did Rav Huna throw it in the river? Why didn't he just give it to somebody else who owned animals? That whole suggestion is very difficult to understand, that if you own animals, what's the Svar that accepts over? Because you need to take care of the animals, so it's not Boit B'Tavas Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just because the animal enjoys eating the food, it doesn't mean that's what's going to make it strongest. I mean, the Ksav Sofer's whole svar is by giving it human food, it's going to be a stronger, healthier animal. Not necessarily so. Probably dog food is going to be what makes it strongest. It's just the animal would prefer to eat what he sees the people eating because maybe it's tastier, but it's not necessarily going to be what makes it strongest. So it's a very questionable kula of the Ksav Sofer. Now, we do have these potential exceptions. If it's all you got, l'chora, that's a glut, that's a very good exception. That's true. If there's no greater value for it, so maybe there's an argument that could be made. If it's leftovers, an argument could be made. If it's refua, that seems to be pretty glut, that's a good exception. If they're your animals, that's a very questionable exception. So when you buy a pet, it's important to familiarize yourself with all of the halachos, and whether we paskin this halacha or not, and its presence in the Magen Avraham on the page of Shulchan Aruch suggests that we should at least take it seriously, the hashkafa is certainly true. That Hashem wants us to care for animals for sure, but also not to treat them as equals. Okay, everyone have a great day.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.